R. Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
The history of Western North Carolina has long been a subject of study for local and international scholars. Many of these efforts have been focused on only a portion of the culture and experience of the region. With its exhibit, Jagged Path, the African Diaspora in Western North Carolina in Craft Music and Dance, the Blowing Rock Art and History Museum, or BROM, is working to provide a fuller picture of creativity through the history of Appalachia. An original poem composed by North Carolina Poet Laureate Jackie Shelton Green serves as an invocation for the exhibit. The poem, Love Notes for the Jagged Path, opens with these lines. Living history etches itself across a mountain's forehead. Deep in the sunken valleys, fingers strum sacred steel, become a requiem for a nameless mother's prayer. Proud feet ring shout whispers across jagged, tear-stained ground, anointing every crevice in every bend.
Oh, God, get old man, get old man, get old man. Little Garfield, you know, smoking $100 cigar, you know. Big Garfield, he smoked $200 cigar. Went down the road one morning, you know, it got soon. Little Garfield went walking down the road. And Big Garfield got up, you know, me not do. And his wife getting breakfast.
Jagged Path exhibit seeks to illuminate the obscured history of African contributions to craft, music, and dance in Western North Carolina. Drawing connections from the 17th through 21st centuries, the Jagged Path will demonstrate how African traditions that survived the Middle Passage have helped create the culture of Western North Carolina through interviews, performances, historic artifacts, artist residencies, and more. The Jagged Path receives support from the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the National Endowment for the Arts, North Carolina Humanities, South Arts, the North Carolina Arts Council, and the National Endowment for the Humanities. With this support, BROM was able to curate the exhibit for their space, consisting of artifacts, craft, art, recordings, videos, and more. The Jagged Path will be on display at BROM from May through October 2022. But with the development of a traveling exhibit, the story will reach new audiences throughout the region. BROM Program and Outreach Director Willard Watson notes that the Jagged Path exhibit shows that these traditions are still alive, that people are still here. Yes, Black people have been here since the earliest peoples came through the region from Europe. The earliest expedition of Europeans to Appalachia that's been documented was Hernando de Soto's expeditions in 1540. He brought enslaved Africans with him. Watson emphasizes how the Jagged Path exhibit features traditional art forms created by living artists that are innovating and keeping these traditions alive. All visual artists whose work is featured in the exhibit are living. Along with artifacts and works of arts and craft, media players in the exhibit will present recordings and videos of music and dance. In conjunction with the exhibit, a full slate of performances has been curated to highlight Black artists that are creating today. Laurie Goh from David and Elkins College choreographed an original piece called The Jagged Path. This hour-and-a-half performance will take place within the exhibit and will feature 8 dancers and numerous musicians to present African, Caribbean, Southern, and larger American styles of dance. Among the musicians will be Reginald Robinson, ragtime pianist and MacArthur Genius Grant Award winner. Thank you. The exhibit will host a screening of the short film Sound and Soul about Boone native and Flatfoot dancer Arthur Grimes, which features music by Trey Wellington. A partnership between Braum, Mountain Home Music, and Watauga County Arts Council will present a concert series at Daniel Boone Gardens. The Allen Boys of Mount Airy will kick off the series with the vibrant and inspirational sacred steel tradition of their church and community. Personalities in Jazz, a North Carolina collection, lecture by Todd Wright, will focus on the contributions of Nina Simone, Thelonious Monk, and John Coltrane to jazz music. Wright will also perform as part of the concert series with his jazz quartet. High Country native Trey Wellington will bring his Trey Wellington Band and its blend of bluegrass, jazz, and original music. Another talk by banjo scholar Mark Freed will trace the banjo from Africa to Appalachia with examples of instruments and music from the ancestors of the modern-day banjo. Jagged Path, the African Diaspora in Western North Carolina in Craft, Music, and Dance will feature more than 20 programs in conjunction with the gallery exhibit running from May through October 2022. Additionally, a 100-page hardcover catalog will document the artists and traditions featured in the exhibit. The traveling exhibit will continue the impact of the exhibit. Jackie Shelton Green fittingly closes her poem with these lines. The jagged path kisses the hems of their skirts, washes the soles of their feet, wipes the tears from their torn flesh, catches the blood of their sacrifices. The jagged path paints a rainbow above their scars for a redemption of their lash, for the truths unstrung. They keep coming, bringing so much light. They keep coming, dreaming the jagged path.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.